This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Hong Kong riot police and protesters are bracing for further clashes across the city's financial district early Thursday after a day of violence over a controversial extradition bill that would allow people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Reporter Erin Hale says both sides are bracing for more conflict.
Protesters are moving barricades in front of the road so that riot police cannot come forward and take any more ground away from them. The protesters appear to be ready to dig in. They have water, snacks, helmets. They're handing out saline solution and wet rags for anyone who's been affected by the smoke and pepper spray. There were reports earlier that police have fired rubber bullets at some protesters, with the South China Morning Post reporting that one unconscious protester was taken away.
Reporter Erin Hale by Skype from Hong Kong. President Donald Trump is seeking to keep lawmakers from getting some documents Congress has subpoenaed in the administration's move to add a citizenship question to next year's census. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
A House panel's considering holding Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not turning over the documents. The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he would send 1,000 more U.S. service members to Poland as part of his broadening security and economic alliance. Trump made the announcement during a White House news conference with Poland's president, Andrzej Duda.
China has actually been helping us quite a bit, and despite our trade differences right now, we thought we had a deal, and unfortunately they decided that they were going to change the deal, and they can't do that with me. But something's going to happen, and I think it's going to be something very positive.
President Trump also affirmed that he will continue to negotiate with China about more than $200 billion worth of tariffs that are set to be imposed. Trump said that Poland is buying more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets from the U.S. In recognition of that purchase, a single F-35 flew over the White House on a sunny afternoon. Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of other people who attended a Moscow protest to call for retribution against police who allegedly framed a high-profile journalist. The OVD Info Group, which monitors political arrests, said police Wednesday detained at least 400 people, some of them by force. The group said police began releasing some of the detainees while drawing up charges against others. The unauthorized rally follows a surprise police decision to drop charges against journalist Ivan Golunov, who was charged last week with drug dealing after police claimed to have found drugs in his apartment. The case was dropped Monday due to a lack of evidence and wrongdoing by Golunov. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe warned of another military conflict in the Middle East if the global community is not more patient in the quest to ease escalating tensions between the United States and Iran. After meeting with President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran Wednesday, the two leaders held a joint news conference at which Abe urged world leaders to have more patience or face the possibility of an accidental conflict that should be prevented at all costs. Rouhani told reporters Iran is not seeking war with the U.S., but warned it would deliver what he called a crushing response if it is attacked. A 5-year-old boy has died of Ebola in Uganda in the first cross-border case of the virus since an outbreak began last year in eastern Congo. Ugandan health officials say the boy and 5 family members crossed into Uganda on June 10th from eastern Congo. Uganda's health minister says the boy's family members have been isolated and are being tested for Ebola. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.